think about what you're doing.
I'm
going
to talk radio.
You know, when you first started the program, you weren't doing a lot of the things you're doing now, you know?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
Derek was kind of, what do I do next, you know?
Yeah. Just keep giving those hope cards out, right?
Yep, absolutely. And keep talking to people and keep bringing them to calls and
I'm gonna connect Tyler up to you tonight, the first responder.
Yep. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing off the charts. On the top side of the charts, not the bottom side.
Hey, Mary. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Oh. Kids went to bed early and they slept through the night, so it's always a good day.
Yeah. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and get started with the show here since it's time. I want to welcome anybody that's listening on the Internet and you folks that have called in. I want to remind people that they can call in to this program on 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. And we do not exclude anyone. Everybody's welcome. And this particular conference this morning is on Saturday mornings is usually considered our coach's call, where we talk to others about things that they're doing, and maybe give them some suggestions on how we would handle a situation, and then we talk to sometimes new people. Derek had a young man named Ben lined up this morning, and he was not able to reach him, so we're going to go on without him today. So maybe he'll call in, because we had given him the number, so maybe he'll call in. But I'll watch for him, and Ron and Linda are traveling right now, I guess, and they're meeting with some people this weekend, and we wish them the best. And Ronnie asked me if I would do the show, the conference call this morning. If I call it a show sometimes, it's because I'm thinking about the radio show, because we use the same facility to do both. But this is actually a conference call today. So what's on your mind, Mary?
I'm working on setting something new up that hasn't been done yet. And talking to Kurt about it, he's all on board. And what I want to do is set up a virtual personal and family developmental center. So people who live in rural areas like I do, where you don't have services, you can find a coach or you can find a therapist, find people that and do everything video or phone calls and stuff to get help.
Wow. So you do it virtually?
Correct.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. How'd you find that?
I am building it myself.
What?
So I am working on doing talking to different coaches, because my big stickler is going to be that everybody has to offer low prices. I don't want coaches that want to make the big bucks. If they're just purely here to help, and then offer videos and what other resources that are available. It's kind
so
of like
a
take on what you guys do.
Yeah.
But make it more for mental health.
So that's a tool you use for coaching people, right?
Coaching, hypnotherapy, just even just to talk. Especially with special needs families, there's sometimes you just need to vent to somebody that's a third party.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's wonderful. That's great. You're reaching out to people, and that's what we all do. We're all reaching out to people, finding people that need help, and we're offering our services every day to people who need help. And that's what a coach does. Oh my goodness! It was a great call with Captain Lynn Kane yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. He's always such a positive man.
Oh yes, yes, and you know he's a man that not only talks the talk but he walks the walk, and he always is doing things to make it easier for people if they want to change their life and do it in a positive manner. And that is
I wouldn't
so important.
Say my life do it in a positive manner, Bob.
Yep, yep. Well, you know, Derek, the things that you're doing every day are really helping people. You know, Mary,
They don't understand it.
Yeah, I know. But they will. After over time, they will.
That's
you know, Mary, Derek,
eventually.
Yeah. Derek sends out hope cards on the messenger every day to different people. And sometimes he'll just hand them out to people if he meets them. Derek, you met someone yesterday, right? That you gave a hope card to?
I gave a hope card to a vet for Veterans Life.
Yeah.
So he said they're going to call me when they get back from vacation.
Yeah. This is a big vacation time for people right now.
Yeah.
And, a lot of people are a lot of people are going on vacation, and you talked to a lady also that was on vacation, right? When you talked to her,
her name is Donna, and her husband. I gave her a hope card. I said, God's telling me to help you have a better life.
You know, that's really good. You've learned how to do that over a period of time. And I can remember when you first started with the program, I don't know if you were reluctant to do it or you just didn't know how to do it. But you tried it, and I told you, I said, just keep trying it.
How's the best
and eventually,
to reach you?
Right. And you enjoy doing it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You and I talk about that all the time. And, you know, Mary, Derek and I talk several times a day. When Derek contacts somebody or he's trying to think of how he should approach people and how he should answer questions. And that's part of what a life coach does, coaches people and tells them how to deal with conversations, you know. And I know you do that too, Mary, right?
I do, and starting a conversation for a lot of people is the hardest thing to do. You know, my daughter used to struggle with that. And so what she does is she gives them a compliment. I like your shirt or I like your hair or something that breaks the ice for her and gets them talking.
Yeah. That's great. And, you know, I've used that those techniques all my life with my children. and then also with my wife too, we improved our communications by just asking questions and listening, and it's very important to be a good listener and to watch for signals that that a person gives you, like how they move their eyes or how they look at you, rather than looking down, they look at you and to communicate with you. And it's very, very important to follow their movements and their responses, and to listen to what they're saying. Be very attentive. That's very important in what we do. I don't know. I just kind of picked it up over the years working with my kids and my 9 children, and they didn't all come at once, of course. But over the years, and I found that each one of them communicates a little bit differently, and that's okay. That's just their style that they develop, and and people are the same way. People that we communicate with, adults that we're talking to about the program and about helping people, they work the same way, and so I. And when I tell people, look, you, because one of the persons we talked to this past week said, well, how can you help me, or what can I do? And so you have to explain to them how we work with people and how we help them. And sometimes we help people just by holding our hand out and introducing ourselves to them. And then asking them a question. Do you like working with people? And that's a very good question, because it's very important in our program. Do you work with people? How do you like your job? You know, we find out if they're happy with what they're doing, or they're looking for something else. Are you interested in increasing your income? A simple question like that. And most of them will say, yes, I'd like to make more money. And where do you live? You know, those kinds of questions, very simple little questions that we ask people, and helps us to help them. Does that make sense?
It does. And, you know, it's not always what you say, but how you say it. And there's a really good book on psychology for that. And it was so funny, because I started reading it, and I'm left-handed. So I was reading this book, and I was thinking about my reactions. Left-handed, a lot of left-handed people automatically do the opposite of right-handed people.
Yep.
But, you know, and I just didn't think about that when my husband's reading the book and he's trying to figure out how to do what I do, especially with our kids. And he's like, that's not what you do. I go, I know, but that's the whole point. You got to look at what they're how they're saying things, not just what they're saying. You got to just stop and enjoy the moments. And
yep, absolutely. And Derek, what are one of your goals right now, Derek? One of your main goals.
To help people.
Right.
To help people.
And every day
I want to help
people. And every day you're reaching out to people, right?
Yeah.
And then what's another goal you have?
I assume how's the best way for me to reach you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I asked him, how's the best way for me to reach you?
Yeah. And do you want to be a life coach, Derek?
Yeah, I do. I want to be a life coach.
Right. So every day you're in training for that.
And I'm
teaching you things that I know, teaching you things that I know, things that I use to connect with people and answer their questions and ask them questions and so forth. And you're learning every day, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of you. Go ahead, Mary.
No, I just had to cough. My allergies kicked in really bad.
Mary?
Hello?
Yeah. Is there something you want to say?
You know, Derek, right? I have a hard time remembering names. You have the pure heart that is the biggest thing you need to be a life coach.
Yeah, I want to be able to help people.
And you just wanting to do that is the very most important first step. You're doing it for the right reason.
Yeah, that lady said, yes, I have a kind heart.
And especially in the market now, everybody wants to be a life coach to make money. And it's not about making the money. It's about helping.
No, it's about helping people, right?
Absolutely.
It's about helping people.
It is.
Absolutely.
And you're showing other people like you that they have an option in life to do something.
Yeah.
Yep, we're looking for like-minded people, people that have a desire to we have a desire to help other people, and they acknowledge that and they admit it. But not everybody knows that that's what they want to do, because some people, we have part of our coaching job is to help them to understand what it is they really want to do.
Gavin, and, I connected Gavin up already.
Yep. Now we, Derek, he contacted a young man who was a professional baseball player, and it seemed to work out best. I wasn't available at the time, and Derek called Ron Clayton and mentioned about him, and Ron talked to him, and now Ron is working with him a little bit to find out what we can help him with, and he's very interested having some additional income coming in his family, because starting out in professional baseball, it's a very tough racket. It's very competitive, and you have to perform, or else you will get knocked down to the minors. There's a line of people waiting to take your job as a professional baseball player, and so he's trying to look ahead to secure some income, you know. And so we're working with him, and Ron's working with him, that's how we do it as a team. It's just like this call this morning. Ronnie and I talked, and he said he was going to be out of town this weekend and traveling. And I said, well, I can cover the call for you. So he said, okay, that's great. He appreciates it. And then when I'm not available for either the radio show or something, then I contact Ronnie, and he reciprocates. So we work together as a team. And Ronnie and I have known each other for probably 40 years now, we've been working together all that time. And so the other part of it is developing friendships.
Developing friendships,
because
that's
so important.
That's very important.
Right, it's so important to develop friendships with people, and we talk about that all the time, right, Derek?
Yeah.
We talk about contacting people. Even after we've had some initial discussions with them, to develop that friendship over a period of time, and to keep the focus on them. Keep
I
the focus
the
on them.
I pray that people I can help.
And
right
they are,
now,
right now, what, Derek?
Right now, I'm helping. We're helping Peter Kaiser in New Jersey, right?
Right.
We got a meeting scheduled with him tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, at 7 p.m. your time.
Yep. And you are keeping me informed of what you're doing, and what kinds of things you run into in talking with people, and then we talk about it, and that's part of your training. On becoming a life coach and being able to help people in a more efficient manner and more in a way that they will the light bulbs will light up in their mind that we really are interested in them and that we really are looking out how we can help them to have a better life. So that's why I always say that the focus is entirely on them, not on us.
My focus is on you. My focus. Tell them I can tell them my focus is on you.
Yep. Thank you. And I know that's very, very similar to the techniques that you use, Mary, right?
It's the exact same technique. You can't help someone if you don't listen to what they're saying and help for them what works for them. You can. And then my whole thing is
Derek,
like, you know.
Go ahead.
You know,
go ahead, Mary.
People can go on YouTube and, you know, well, download my classes and download or, you know, watch my videos. Well, then why do you need to pay me to help you if you're going to. You can do it for free on YouTube.
Yep. And that's something I always tell Derek. We can't help someone that doesn't want our help. If they feel like they're doing okay in their life and they don't want to make any changes, then we just move on to the next person. Because we don't force anybody to do anything. It's all voluntary. And I think that's the best approach with people is to let them decide, make suggestions to them and help them to set out a plan on how they can best improve their life and then work with them. And if the plan needs to be changed, change the plan, you know. I'm just off the top of my head. I'm mentioning some things that I talk about with people in my group. My daughter Heather, she and I talk all the time about these things, and she lives in the eastern part of New Jersey, and she's an attorney out there, and she's been doing that for a number of years. And a lot of the techniques that she's learned through our program and the communication skills that she's developed are because of this program, is because of what she's learned going to large conferences and listening to the speakers and being on conference calls like this and listening to the speakers and learning. And all of that is part of the program, and all of that is part of helping them to develop the skills they need to change their life. Joel Griffin used to always talk about helping people to rehab their habits, and I laugh every time he used to say that because. It's so true because people get in their life they get in a rut, we used to talk about that when we would show the program to people, face-to-face, we're always talking about the rut that that people were in. They get up the same time every morning. They do the same things to get ready for work. They drive to work using basically the same roads every day, and their whole day goes like that. And that we refer to that as a rut. And so we help people to dig out of the rut, get out of the rut.
I'm trying to get him to help Dan it out, you know?
Yep. That's very
Dan
important.
In the rut.
Helping him. Yep. I think about years ago when I was a kid, my parents bought a farm out in Southern Illinois, and the road that we had to drive into to get into the house was about almost a half a mile long, and it was not paved. It was just a dirt road, and anytime we had rain and we had to drive in, Dad would spin all over the place trying to get to the house, and sometimes we got stuck, and then we'd have to go get a tractor and pull us out, you know. But it was you know, you talk about a rut. That's a physical rut that people get into. So anyway, I think unless you guys have something else you want to talk about, I think we're gonna call it a day here with this call. We've talked about some very important things, and I appreciate you guys participating, and. We are alone on the call. We're not. No one else has come on. So, I think we've gone over a half an hour now. So, I think we're gonna. If it's okay with you, we'll stop at this point. All right.
All right.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay, guys. You have a great day.
Bob, I'll call you at 8:00 tonight.
Yeah, okay, Derek. And I'm going to close with what Angelo Nardone used to always say. He'd say, rock and roll, folks, rock and roll. That was,
rock and roll, rock
passwords.
And roll. Hi, rock and roll.
Right. Those were the passwords on his site that he has.
I hear somebody trying to get in. Did anybody else come on?
I'm sorry?
I hear somebody trying to get in. Anybody else come on?
Yeah. So I pray that Ron and Linda are safe and having a good trip and accomplishing the things that they want to accomplish. And I pray for you guys. You have a great day and a very blessed day. And
I'm going to try to see if I can
Mary,
help somebody
thank you.
Else today.
Yep.
Right.
Have a good weekend.
I hope. Yep.
Okay.
Goodbye. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, Derek.
Bye.